Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Andrew Pichet. We are continuing our look at Penn State's 2018 recruiting class, and this is the glory group we're going to get into. We did the trenches, the offensive line, the defensive line. Where
Penn State group.
Pretty strong. These are skill positions, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. It's a really good group to be your glory group, too.
It's the eye candy.
Let's call it the eye candy. It's the group that probably most people are most concerned with, and for good reason. It's the group that's going to create your big plays for you. Let's start with the quarterback, Will Levis, who not the most heralded guy in the world, but I think at this stage of the game, what Penn State has done with the quarterback spot, have gotten this far with Trace McSorley, you don't need the most heralded guy in the country coming in. But what Will Levis is, he's big, he's a good passer, and he kind of blew people away with his athleticism. And that, to have that combination to put into your pipeline, I think, is important. And, you know, I've been down this road before. Maybe I'm misreading Penn State fans, but nobody's really like, everybody's like, okay, well, Levis, I don't know much about him. He's a three-star. We'll see. But yeah, I think he's better than what the rankings would suggest.
Maybe the Penn State fan base has been spoiled a little bit by the James Franklin, Joe Moorhead / now Ricky Ronnie. They're talent acquisition / talent development while at Penn State at the quarterback position with their guys is not up for debate.
No.
So when you lose, when the Justin Shorter thing went sideways, which tells you about their talent identification because they were onto that kid before he became the bomb that he ended up being as a recruit. They were on him early and often. That means their ability to evaluate talent is at that position is one step. They got a lot of quarterbacks on their staff now too. Think about that.
Yeah.
They got a lot of ex-quarterbacks on their staff and they're coaching different positions, but they're, at their heart, we're quarterbacks. You know what I mean? I don't think you can question them. I think he looks like, a bigger version of Tommy Stevens a little bit, right? Yeah. So look at his development. I'm done. I don't question them. I'm not going to evaluate it. I'm just going to say, okay, they had to get a plan B. This was their guy. And what tells you that they're not going to get him where they want him to be as a quarterback if they need him to be that guy? Nothing. I got nothing for you.
He fits what they're looking for. And he's a really good athlete in the same breath. So, yeah, I think Penn State did well with Will Levis. And I think that, things will get interesting this spring depending on what Tommy Stevens chooses to do, whether he stays at Penn State, whether he grad transfers someplace else. That'll change the dynamic of the depth chart. But for now, Will Levis has an opportunity to get in there at the back of the line and learn and perhaps make a move and be in that conversation for when Tommy Stevens is done playing. So we're looking at needing a new quarterback that's neither McSorley nor Stevens after the 2019 season.
Sean Clifford?
Sean Clifford is there. Sean Clifford has a head start.
Really
we
good.
We like Sean Clifford, and not just because he joined us on the Keystone Kickoff Show 100 times. We like Sean Clifford as a prospect, too. He looks like Trace McSorley to me.
I just don't think the way they're developing the quarterback position, and I found it interesting after spring camp this past year when James said we're really not pleased with where we're at on our number three quarterback position. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
That's just the way they're building it, and Will's just going to get in line and be the one guy that they don't talk about as the next number three.
Yeah.
And if Tommy Stevens hangs around, then he's four.
Yeah. And that's fine for him.
That's fine.
That's fine. Running backs here, Ricky Slade Jr., 5'8", 5'9", 195. He's not small, but he's smallish. He's on the short side, which is okay. That's fine. If you can handle the abuse you're going to get in the Big Ten, which I don't have any worries about Ricky Slade, but you look at him, I'm like, oh, he's little.
He's little.
But he is dynamic. And one of the things that you never replace Saquon Barkley, but no. What Ricky Slade can do that Saquon Barkley can do is stop and start and accelerate quickly. And of all the things that Saquon Barkley did well, I thought that was one of his least appreciated attributes. It's his, and it's what made all those cuts possible, is to make your move and be at full speed like that in an instant. Ricky Slade has that core ability.
Right.
And he can also catch passes out of the backfield. Very versatile. And I have to imagine that in 2018, he is playing football for Penn State.
You think he's playing for Penn State this year?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now you got me thinking. The thing is, he's not in stature. He doesn't look big. But if you at 195 pounds with that frame, he's put together.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a big stature. But I'm not sure if he plays this year. That's interesting.
Possibly,
yeah.
Miles Sanders has to transition to be the guy.
He's ready.
I think he's ready.
He's ready.
And it comes down to, where's Journey Brown at?
Yeah.
If Journey Brown has been behind the scenes killing it, then maybe you have the luxury. But I think with Ricky Slade, he's so good, and you need a playmaker of his ability, and he can do all kinds of different stuff. You can use him in all kinds of different ways. I think he's got to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you convinced me. All right, I'm in.
There we go.
I think he might have to play. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, he's uber talented.
He is.
And he's talented in some ways that, you know, Miles Sanders is not.
I think he's complimentary to Miles Sanders, sure.
I think in the things that Miles does really well, I think he's a mile ahead of Ricky Slade.
Miles Sanders as a spot the crease, explode through the crease,
yep,
north-south runner.
Little pound.
He's got some pound. You saw physicality from him. I think he's got all that. But he's not the dance make people miss quite that Saquon Barkley that Ricky Slade is. I also think Miles Sanders is a better receiver than maybe we've seen from him in 2 years. I think, you know, he's a natural pass catcher and he'll be used as such next year. But Ricky Slade can do all that too.
And I think Miles is ready to take his snaps with no pressure.
Yeah.
To make an impact, you know, sort of pressing a little bit.
He knows it's one of three touches he's going to get in the game. So he's pressing to do something with it.
Right. And you still saw him flash a little bit later in the year, knowing he was still getting those limited touches, which means I think he's matured. I think he's fully ready.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, this group as a skill position group, it's really good, Andy. And anytime – so you have Ricky Slade, the five-star, Justin Shorter, the five-star wide receiver, who is exemplary in all kinds of different ways, really every imaginable way.
Stud.
6'4", 215. Way more polished, I thought, than Juwan Johnson at the same time in his high school career. Moves better, has those long strides, straight line speed, has whatever it takes to release off the line, beat guys deep. His hands were the first thing that struck me. Before all this stuff happened, he exploded on the recruiting scene this past summer through the camp circuit. His hands are what struck me because they're what allow him to use his speed, because he doesn't absorb the ball in his body. He uses it and he gets up the field. And all this stuff, he's got it all, man. And James Franklin, I don't know whether you called him the best high school wide receiver prospect he's ever seen, but certainly one of the best.
Stud.
It's a crowded house at wide receiver, but he is a guy who will make his way through. And to me, the ideal lineup, this isn't the first time I'm saying it, so bear with me.
First time I'm hearing it.
If you've heard it. But to me, the ideal lineup is Juwan Johnson and Justin Shorter on the outside, DeAndre Tompkins in the slot.
So I think Brandon Polk's going to get first crack at the slot. So I'm a big DeAndre Tompkins fan. I think
his route running and his... Where his route running is a huge plus, and the size, he reminds me of Deshaun Hamilton a little
bit in that regard. Correct. And we know now in this offense that going from the outside to the slot, there's a transition. It took, you know, the year that Deshaun Hamilton had where you're like, where's Deshaun Hamilton? He was so good.
Yeah.
And then, boom, now he's a legit NFL prospect. There is a bit of a transition. I don't disagree with you, but I know this. DeAndre Tompkins is going to have his hands full to hold on to his job. And I say that as a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Right from the jump, because Justin Shorter's just...
He's coming for it.
That good.
And it's the talent that you cannot possibly ignore.
Correct.
He's the guy that your eyes catch first when you're watching any game or any showcase or whatever that he's in.
It's the Nick Saban move in the national championship game. He had to put the true freshman at quarterback on the field to win the football game. Justin Shorter is one of those players you have to put on the field for your offense. And that's stunning as a true freshman in a position that's already got a pretty good stack of cordwood in terms of talent at the wide receiver.
And in this group, Jahan Dotson, a four-star. Daniel George, a four-star. Daniel George is a really good all-around athlete. I can't recall what his spark numbers were, but he was one of the better testers in the country at the opening regional events. And then Dotson to jump on board. He's listed at 5'11", 165. I would never have guessed that because he plays like he's bigger than that. He looks like maybe the heir apparent at the slot. He looks like he's got all the skills to be there.
He is the next... He is the next Deshaun Hamilton in the slot after a little bit of time. He was a late flip. He was number four on my most intriguing guys in this class. He's an elite wide receiver, already committed to UCLA, but he's Pennsylvania. He joins this class, and he's another four-star. And he is like that, okay, that is our slot guy of the future. The slot's kind of been, even under Joe Moorhead in his two seasons, it was kind of a, you know, they'd use Brandon Polk a little bit for a while. Then, they were Deshaun Hamilton. And then it was Deshaun Hamilton this past year. Now, who's it going to be? 2 years from now, you're going to say, all right, now we know who our slot guy is for a couple years. And it's going to be Jahan Dotson. He's really good.
How about the two tight ends here, Andy? Zach Kuntz, Pat Freiermuth. Zach Kuntz, not your prototype, not your typical dimensions, but if he's 6'7".
He is 6'7", all of it.
Yeah, and he's narrow, so that's, but he got there in January. Pat Freiermuth is a little bit more equipped, a little bit more of the blocking guy. You have two tight ends. Does either or do both of them play? But Greg and I have been down this road.
Wow.
That's a loaded question, but we don't know what Penn State has at tight end.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're part of the mix. I think Kuntz is a little – he's a year away still, at least – I think they're going to get a cup of coffee look, don't you?
They have to.
They have to. Yeah. I mean, that is the most wide open position on the field for Penn State going into 2018.
I would agree with that. Two really talented four stars, two of the top tight end prospects in the country. Penn State in good shape moving forward there. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stick around. One more segment to go. We're still talking about Penn State's 18 class. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now, see what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.